The most important institution in Islam is marriage. One of the few opportunities in life to forge a lifelong relationship, as all of the other ties that we have, we were born into. With such a major change in our lives when we get married, we need to heed the guidance from the Quran on how to make the right decision to choose a spouse. Today, we review the topic of spouse selection, completion of our faith. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for today, the 10th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. That means we're now at the 1/3 mark of this blessed month. 10 days, 30 days in the month, 1/3 of the month. And so we continue to ask God to accept our acts of worship, to accept our forgiveness, to give us the strength to continue in the remaining of this blessed month of Ramadan. You know, the topic for today is obviously one which will affect almost every single human being on earth at one point in their lives. And one of the unique factors of Islam is the right for a man and a woman to choose their spouse, free from all of the pressures of their family and outsiders. Yes, it's true that God has imposed some limitations on us as Muslims in terms of marriage. And those are found in the books of Islamic jurisprudence on who a Muslim man can marry and whom a Muslim woman is allowed to marry. Some people cannot marry some people according to the rules of Islam, according to the Quran. Islam, however, has given the man and the woman the opportunity to find their spouse and not be coerced into a marriage. And it's beautiful because if you look at almost every other relationship, or maybe every other relationship that we have, we can't choose that. We can't choose our mother and father. We can't choose who our siblings would be. Our uncles and aunts were given to us by default. Our cousins are there by default. We can't choose who our cousins will be. Yes, we can choose our friends, but that's a separate topic. But when it comes to family blood relation, the only time our family members can be chosen is at the time of marriage. And keeping in mind that although for most people marriage is a lifelong commitment, but obviously divorce is a reality, and we will look at that in another session in this month of Ramadan. But the fact is that marriage is traditionally understood as being a lifelong commitment to an individual. And as such, obviously, we need to ensure we do due diligence when we are looking for the right spouse. It's not like a job interview where you get the job at one company and then a few months or a few years later, you find a better paying job with better perks or benefits and you can quit and leave to go to the next job and so on and so on. No, in Islam, although divorce again is permitted, but the goal is to remain committed to one individual. And it's because of this reason, brothers and sisters, that God has directly in the Quran and through the life example and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, that they have laid down conditions, requirements, and also recommendations for what to look for. Now, obviously, the list of recommendations on what to look for are mentioned in many of the books of Islamic teachings. Perhaps one of the most important that I can mention in this session is religious compatibility. Financial, looking at the finances, it's something we may do. But as we know, finances can go up and down. They can fluctuate. looks are something that people want. They want a beautiful looking woman. They want a good looking man. But looks can also change with time. But iman, true faith, conviction would never change. People that say, I married somebody and they were religious and today they're not, they've left Islam or they're borderline practicing Muslims, that person did not have iman, faith. Because faith would not dip to that level. They may have had Islam. They may have had some semblance of acceptance of the faith, but it was not a deep-rooted, carefully thought-out submission to God they had. And so true faith is what is the prime criterion that a man and a woman, a young man and a young woman, or elderly people need to look for when they're choosing their spouse. And there are many stories, I'm sure, that you have heard that I could share. They may be anecdotal, but they reflect a reality of what people are facing today. After marrying the wrong person, whether they be of another religion, which has its entire other set of challenges, or no, they marry within Islam, but a person of another denomination from another school, which do not have the same level of reverence and love and respect for the Prophet and his noble family. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. And so where do we find that guidance from the Quran, again, to address our contemporary challenges in this ocean of chaos? Well, let me direct your attention to chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 221, where Allah speaks about spouse selection, and he says the following, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَا تَنْكِهُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَّ وَلَا أَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ مُشْرِكَةٌ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ وَلَا تُنْكِهُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا أَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ مُشْرِكٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ أُولَئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيُبَيِّنُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ O Muslim men, do not marry women who associate partners with God until they believe. A believing slave girl is better than a free woman who associates partners with God. Even though she pleases and attracts you with her beauty, wealth, status, or family. Nor marry your believing women to the men who associate partners with God until they believe. A believing slave is better than a free man who associates partners with God, even though he pleases and attracts you. Those call to the fire, while God calls to paradise and forgiveness of your sins by his leave. He makes clear his revelations for people that they may reflect and be mindful of their duty to God. As we can see in this one verse, brothers and sisters, and again, the topic is vast, our time is limited, but the goal of spouse selection is to ensure that the person you choose as a life partner is compatible, not in terms of wealth or status or beauty, but in terms of religiosity, devotion, and commitment to the one true God. And that one true God can only be understood through the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And so as we conclude with some points of reflection, we recognize the fact that the most important union in Islam, which is that of a husband and wife getting together in marriage between a man and a woman, that is something which cannot be taken lightly, and it needs to be taken with the utmost care and concern, and involving those who can give the right level of guidance that is needed at such a critical and emotional state in a person's life. As I conclude with a few points for today, point number one, the clear directive of the Quran is that we must always live our lives by the motto that prevention is better than cure. As marriage is a crucial step in the life of the man and woman, regardless of age, it must be carried out with due diligence. Point number two, from the earliest stages of our children's lives, they need to see love between their parents so that they will know how to love their spouses when they get married and will know the importance of what to look for when choosing their life partner. Point number three is that spouse selection must be done by reflecting on faith and morals of the individual, and not mere infatuation or lust. Wealth and beauty will diminish with time. However, if the individual has true faith, they will remain authentic and devoted to you until the end of their lives. God willing, we will continue tomorrow in Ramadan Reflections in our series for 2021. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.